These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show. For the week ending October 23rd, I'm Tom Merritt. A group of companies, including Microsoft, IBM, NVIDIA, Airbus, Bosch, and the nonprofit MITRE Corporation, released the Adversarial ML Threat Matrix, an open framework designed to help security teams detect, respond to, and remediate threats against machine learning systems. This framework includes a curated set of vulnerabilities and adversary behaviors vetted to be effective against production systems. The matrix is available on GitHub and open for further contributions from the community. A recent survey by Microsoft found that 89% of responding companies don't have tools in place to adequately protect machine learning workloads. The Central Bank of the Bahamas launched the first central bank digital currency, the sand dollar. The currency is backed one-to-one to the Bahamian dollar, which itself is pegged to the U.S. dollar. This will roll out in phases across the country, focusing first on making sure banks and credit unions can meet compliance checks for the new currency to use in digital wallets. These wallets will require multi-factor authentication and be mobile-based. The central bank hopes the sand dollar will reduce financial service delivery costs and boost transactional efficiency for underserved communities in the country. Google confirmed that it is discontinuing the Nest Guard home security system. The product was initially released in 2017, with Google updating its product page now to say no longer available. Google says existing Nest Guard systems will continue to function as normal. Software security company Tripwire's vulnerability and exposure research team uncovered a stack-based buffer overflow bug inside Sonic OS. Sonic OS is installed on about 800,000 VPN appliances from network security company SonicWall. The flaw can be triggered from the WAN side by an unauthenticated HTTP request involving a custom protocol handler that lets an attacker cause a persistent denial-of-service condition. The Pakistan Telecommunication Authority announced it lifted its ban on TikTok in the country after TikTok senior management agreed to moderate the platform in accordance with societal norms and the laws of Pakistan. TikTok also committed to block users who continually published content the regulators deem unlawful. The ban lasted 11 days, but the PTA said it would block TikTok permanently if TikTok does not live up to its agreements. Finally, Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner announced it was investigating Instagram over its use of children's personal data. The investigation comes from a complaint by David Steer, a data scientist who looked at Instagram users under 18 that were easily able to convert personal accounts to business accounts, publicly displaying phone numbers and email addresses. The DPC will look as if Instagram has a legal basis to process a minor's information, if it deployed adequate protections on that data, and if it followed GDPR rules on profile and account settings. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.